Have you heard of that? The Green New Deal, that is, have you? I hope you have, and I hope you have taken the time to read about the Green New Deal, because if a Democrat is elected president of the United States, you know, like Warren or Sanders in 2020, we the people will live under the terms and conditions of this brutal and astonishing proposal. So help you, Elizabeth Warren. You would think that the Green New Deal would refer to the environment, would you not? Like Mother Nature, green grass and trees. But in fact, it is anything but. The Green New Deal is an attempt to revive the old New Deal of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and make it green for the times. But the bottom line of the Green New Deal, my fellow Americans, is to take every greenback from your wallet. A progressive, socialistic, democratic president and Congress could and would do that, and they will, if they are elected. The core of the Green New Deal calls for the end of capitalism. Did you hear that? It calls for the end of capitalism. That's all we've known economically in America since the very beginning. Capitalism is, of course, the economic system which drives our economy and structures our lives from top to bottom. The radical socialism of the Green New Deal would do away with capitalism altogether, and with it would go opportunity and an incredible amount of freedom. Choices about business and earnings and investment and risk-taking and creativity would all be controlled by the government. The government. And you and I would have no freedom, no opportunity to do as we wish. That is, to pursue the American dream. That would be the end of that thing, the American dream. Gone with the wind, or rather with this new, old, government-controlled scheme. Thank you, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and of course the irrepressible Bernie Sanders for these radical ideas. The government, God forbid, would take over everything, every single aspect of our economy, and govern the American life and lifestyle in every way possible. Choice would be gone. And taxes, you may think they are high now in some ways, and they are, but if there is a Green New Deal at work in America, Democrats would reinstate the old New Deal tax rates, which, if you can believe this, could go as high as 90% of the income you earn. Think about that, my fellow Americans. You could, under this proposal, earn hypothetically $1, and from that dollar, you would take home, you ready for this? 10 cents. 10 cents on the dollar. Surprisingly enough, this Democratic bit of platform insanity, as one pundit called it, even alarmed the rabidly pro-Clinton political strategist Mark Penn, who called the plan Maoist. Maoist, like after Mao Zedong. That is, flat-out communism. Unbelievably, the Green New Deal would drive the strategies, the thinking, philosophies, and political demands of Marx and Lenin. Remember those names from history? Marx and Lenin, deep into the lives and lifestyles of we the people. No more democracy, but an aggressive and progressive socialistic government structure. No more constitution and its freedoms, but only what the state would dictate. No more rule of law, except what these rules by the 545 would dictate. You know, the 545 people who rule us? No more republic with its checks and balances, but the beginning and the implementation of a dictator state. Oh, I hope and pray we don't let that happen, my fellow Americans. And now listen to this. One section of this Democratic platform proposal calls for only people from frontline and vulnerable communities and workers will plan, run, and administer all of these massive Green New Deal programs. Can you believe that? Plain old average workers who don't know anything about the economy would make the decisions. Nothing is more communistic, more Stalin-like. You and I would no longer have any power of the vote, but this Democratic proposal would establish identity politics groups with the power to make political, cultural, and economic decisions which affect all of our lives. That so in so many ways, whether or not these workers and frontliners have any experience or expertise or knowledge of the matters. Unbelievably scary stuff, is it not? But they're serious about it. They are very serious about this. And we, the people, should be serious in our response. By the way, Mao Zedong, when in power in China, slaughtered 60 million of his own Chinese people so that he could set up what he viewed as this kind of socialistic paradise. But that can't happen in America, you say. Well, can't it? You sure? And listen to more of this Green New Deal. It calls for the elimination of all air travel within 10 years. Can you believe that? Are you listening, Boeing, and all the tens of thousands of good and productive air travel workers? Are you listening? Such a proposal is so irrational and absurd that it is simply hard to believe. Why? Fossil fuel pollution? Why in 10 years, when the Earth's population may approach 8 billion people, would all be required never again to travel by air? Why? Why, Elizabeth Warren, and Mr. Booker, and Ms. Harris, and Mr. Sanders, and the Democratic Party's leadership? Why? Why? And more. Also within 10 years, there would be a mandate, a legal requirement that all emissions from manufacturing and transport would be eliminated. There would be none, and therefore there would be no more manufacturing and transport as we know it. If you owned an automobile that used gasoline, travel by that vehicle would be banned. Couldn't do it. Read junk heap. Can you imagine the loss of jobs and the displacement of human beings, all of which would, by the tenets of the Green New Deal, occur by the year 2030? 2030! 10 short years from now. Insanity, Democrats! Insanity. And more. This radical Marxist plan would require the rebuilding of every building in America to conform with all new standards determined, of course, by these new radical socialists. Cities would be rebuilt, lifestyles would be radically changed, and government, these Marxist visionaries, would control everything. Everything. And this is stunning. This is stunning. The Green New Deal would provide a guaranteed income even for young, healthy, and capable citizens who refuse to work. Refuse to work. In other words, one could grow up and spend the rest of his or her life on the government dole without working a single day. You and I, you know, the workers, the real producers in America, we would pay for all of this, my fellow Americans. Remember the call for taxation up to 90%? Well, that's how these refusal-nicks would live, on the dole, on us. Incredible, is it not? And even more, the Green New Deal would ban all fossil fuels, that is, oil and gas, within 10 years. If you have a home heated by oil or gas, no more. Whether solar, perhaps nuclear, or some other form of energy, you would be required to change over your entire home at an unbelievable expense or go cold in the winter. Where, I ask, where did these people come from? Where? And these modern-day Marxists would require all new jobs to be union jobs. No more choice. There would no longer be the right or opportunity of any individual to do as he or she wished, but only through the priorities and standards of a union. That, of course, is simply another way to control and to make certain that there is the full and final end of capitalism. Work where you are told and how you are told. You know, my fellow Americans and my fellow Christians, this bothers me so much. I just hope and pray it does you as well. That's why we do this. That's why there is a Crawford Stand, to sound the alarm so that we can be aware of what potentially can happen to our beloved America. And now, here's another proposal that is really scary. there would no longer be any borders for America, none. Anyone who wants to walk into America from anywhere, no matter who they are, can do so and stay without expulsion. Our country would then live in legal chaos, which would give the Marxists, Democrats, they're pretty much the same at this point, an even greater opportunity for control. How can any sensible person, any true American, even any real Democrat, any person who believes in economic freedom, even contemplate the possibility of voting for these people, these Marxists? How? How could you do that? They and so much of their Democratic Party are just simply anti-American. That's the bottom line. They are anti-American. They have little or no respect for we the people. They want to control us and everything about us. They want to do away with traditional America and all that it stands for. And the Green New Deal is one great start to that end. And if, God forbid, they are elected as president with control of the Senate and the House, the Green New Deal will happen. It will happen. Bye-bye, America. End of democracy, my fellow Americans, and back to the economic stone age, as one pundit called it. You should know. You must know what these Democrats propose, this Green New Deal. At the heart of this radical party, it's not just socialism. That's only a start. But it's communism and Marxism. The thinking, values, and priorities of Marx, Lenin, and Stalin. That's the ultimate objective. They will never rest, these radical progressive Democrats, until they control you and me. And in the words of the most evil man on the face of this earth, one George Soros. George Soros. They and he intend to bring down America. Bring down America. And boy, the Green New Deal will be a great start in that direction. So don't let it happen in 2020, my fellow Americans. You can stop it. You can stop it with your vote. And you must vote. And you must vote right. Think about that even now, for the campaigns for elections have already begun. The campaigns for America's future are underway, and we must pay attention. In fact, we should turn our motto from God Bless America to God Help America. God help America. The God of the Constitution will pay no attention to us, however, unless we help ourselves, unless we stand up and fight and recognize what is happening and do our part. Unless we stand up and resist and fight and take back control, we, the real Americans, take back control of our great country and make America great again. Unless we do that, goodbye, America. Well, it's your country. It's your family. It's your children. It's your grandchildren. And your friends. So, American citizens, what will you do? What will you do? And how will you vote? How will you vote?